Hello, I'm your host, Mr. Chuck, a retired accountant turned truck driver. I reduced my debt in a relatively short period of time. Debt reduction to achieve financial freedom takes commitment, confidence, determination. Tracking expenses. Tracking personal finances needs to be done on a weekly basis. Many do not keep track of anything and get behind on paying bills and do not know how much money's in checking account. This is important for everyone to do and stay ahead of bills coming due. I have a link in my show notes to an article, Keep Track of Your Personal Finances, and it gives you multiple ways on how to do it. How to keep track of your personal finances. Staying on top of your personal finances can be challenging, tedious, and even discouraging. But for most people, this process is a necessity evil. Spending more than you earn is a sure way to bury yourself in debt, and not being careful about precisely where your money is going can leave you struggling to pay for necessities like groceries. Fortunately, learning how to keep track of your personal finances is not difficult, but it does require a fair amount of time and discipline. Following either of these methods below will help you down the path becoming better with your money. I'm not going to really go through all that. It's one, how to do it manually and how to do it using an app, how to do it using a spreadsheet. So if you're interested in that, see my links in the show notes. So why should you track your expenses? First of all, what is it? It's nothing but keeping a check register. Whether you do it manually on paper or do it using an app, you put in all your income in there and you record all your expenses. And while you're doing that, you're going to categorize your expenses. You got to think of your tracking as the motor of your personal finances. Income is your gasoline. It's the fuel to run your personal finances. And then the expenses are broken down in necessities and wants. Necessities is housing, transportation, food, clothing. The basic things you need in order to live. That is an important that you pay these expenses when they're due on time in the full amount. So by tracking your spending, you'll know whether or not you have enough money looking forward to pay your rent or pay your mortgage or pay your car payment or put gas in the car or to buy groceries or go out to a restaurant. And you'll know how much money you have. So if your tracking is the motor of your personal finances, everything runs through the motor. Then if you're sitting in the driver's seat, your budget becomes the control center where you can view and look on what is going on in your personal finances. This episode is mainly going to deal with the tracking, how to do it, the easy way to do it. I use an app called Countabout. It's about $9.95 a year. It's easy to use, and we're going to talk about that coming up. You put in your checking account, your savings account, all your credit cards. And it keeps the check register and a register for all those things that you need to keep track of. It also has categories already set up. So it's important that you're consistent with your categories so that if you're going to multiple different locations to buy groceries, three or four different stores, you categorize it as groceries. Maybe you go to five or six different restaurants. It's important that you categorize it as dining out. Once you get through a month or even 2 weeks for that go, you can set up reoccurring expenses. Things that happen every month, no matter what. And you can set that up so it automatically comes up when you log in. It'll give you a list of things that you should be paying, should be aware of, that's going to be either already paid and you need to enter it in your register, or going to be coming due in the near future. And you can look at what your balance is. At Click Grants, you know how much is in your checking account. You know by looking at your reoccurring expenses what's coming up. So you have a good idea of how much money you need available to pay those expenses on time. If you don't do this at all, and when you come down to the grocery store and you try to pay for your groceries with your through your checking account using your debit card, you might come up short. And then what are you going to do? You're going to put it on a credit card. And then what are you going to do? You're going to forget to pay that credit card. Or you're going to pay it late. Or you're going to make the minimum payment. So you're going to get behind on your credit cards fairly easy and quickly if you have no idea of what's going on in your personal finances. So that's the tracking is the key to doing that. I'm going to talk later on how to use your tracking system to create a budget. So if you keep it in a notebook or you keep it on paper, like we used to do in the olden days, then you would have to manually go through and add up the different categories. So you need to at least would be recommend to keep it in a spreadsheet. So now you can sort the spreadsheet by date and by category, and you can get a, then you can subtotal your categories in your spreadsheet so that when you go to do your budget, you know the category for that particular month, say the month of July, you know the total for that category. So you can set that category up in your budget and you can put the total that you spent for the month of July. That's your actual budget. And then for the month of August, you're going to use that as your budget. And then you're going to use the actual, it's the second column over. And then you're going to do the difference in order to keep track of what's going on. That's just an overview of what's going on. If you use a spreadsheet, it's a little bit easier than doing it manually. But it's even easier if you use an app like Countabout, because it'll do all that. You can create a report, print the report out, and now you have the numbers totaled. And you can do all kinds of different things with an app that's got all that figured out for you. They're using a spreadsheet, but they got a program for you, so it makes life much easier. So how should you set up your categories? Well, your categories need to be set up by first, what are your needs? Housing. So you have a category for housing, which should include your mortgage payment, your second line of credit, if you have one, anything related to that home, all the utilities with natural gas, electric, water, sewer, trash. I include internet service as part of my housing because it stays with the house. Your next category is transportation. So that should include all your car payments, the gas and oil that you put in there on a regular basis, maintenance, insurance. Housing should have insurance also. Anything related to transportation, whether if you get a public transportation pass, that should be under transportation. So we've got these categories, and within each category, we got three or four categories, and within the categories, we got the detail. The next would be food, or food and dining. So that would be going to the grocery store, that would be going to restaurants. I break mine out since I'm a truck driver and I eat out when I'm on the road. I call it dining work or work dining. So So I got a category for that. So I know how much I'm spending when I'm out there on the road. The next need is clothes. So you set up a category for clothes, maybe for yourself, your spouse, and your children, and categories like that. I wouldn't go in too much detail as far as shoes, shirts, pants, socks, underwear. It doesn't really much matter. I would just do it by person so we have our needs figured out. So we have housing, we have transportation, we have food, and we got clothing. Also, under housing, you should put lawn care, fertilization, stuff like that, all goes under housing. When we're looking at the different percentages, it's mostly related to the loan portion. How much is the loan versus your income? So when you're looking at housing, your housing loan mortgages should not be greater than 35% of your gross income. Your loans for your automobile shouldn't be 15% more than your gross income. So when we're talking about that, we're not talking about the whole category. We're only talking about the amount of money that you borrowed within that category. Then you have categories such as needs, which would be entertainment, hobbies, whatever else you can think of. I don't like to get too many different categories. You want to try to group them within, say, 8 or 9 different categories. That way you have less to look at when you set up your budget. So it keeps it simple. And you need to do this at least every day if you go out shopping and it's in the fall and you're doing shopping for your children's clothes for school. Maybe you're buying clothes for work. Maybe you're buying groceries. And you go out on a Friday or Saturday, you go 5 or 6 different places, you buy a bunch of stuff. You should be entering this in your check register or however you paid for it, whether you used a credit card or your checking account or even your savings account. You should enter in those transactions as soon as you get home, as soon as possible. If you don't do a lot of that, then do it every payday, because every payday you got to put in how much money was deposited in your checking account. So when you get that done, then look past the week and enter all the things you spent money on up to that day. And you can keep it up to date fairly easy, and it doesn't take a lot of time. If you do it once a month, it's going to take you much more time and it will be harder to do. So another process of tracking is reconciling your records to the bank records. A lot of people don't do this anymore. But you need to do it because you might have paid for something or bought something that's still outstanding, meaning it hadn't shown up on the bank records yet. So let's say you have $1,000 deposit in your checking account. You go out and you buy groceries of $300. That leaves you $700. You make a car payment of $400. So now you have $300 left over. You do some clothes of $250. So now you have $50 left over. Well, one of those transactions may not have cleared your bank yet. So your bank may say you have $200 or $250. And if you spend more than what you have in your checking account, you're going to get an overdraft fee and you're going to be paying the bank more fees than what you should be paying. So by doing your tracking and knowing precisely how much money you have at all times, you can avoid paying fees to the bank.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Dave.
And I'm Greg.
and we host the Unconventional Therapist Guide to Nothing,
a podcast all about mental health.
Well, Dave, I'd say it's more about psychology.
Yeah, but it's also true crime.
It's kind of about societal phenomenon and odd historical figures.
And cults.
Sometimes it's spooky, though.
How about this? This is the Unconventional Therapist Guide to Nothing.
So whether you're looking to work on your mental health, learn about history and society, or just have a few laughs, check us out. We're two licensed therapists trying to understand the world's anomalies.
Join us as we discuss the most interesting topics in a way that helps you better understand yourself, the world, and the people around you.
I'll be back in one moment with my final thoughts. If you want to contact me to request my spreadsheet for the budget or leave a comment or ask a question, you can send it using my email, reducedebtincreasewealth@gmail.com. Reduce Debt Increase Wealth is all together, no spaces. If you like to ask a question, put question in the subject. If you like to request my monthly budget, put spreadsheet in the subject matter. If you want to leave a response of any kind, just put comment in the subject matter. I will get back to you as soon as possible. So why is it important to track? Well, keeping track of your expenses is going to help you stick to your budget. It's going to set you up for success. Remember, tracking is the engine of your personal finances. It's the income coming in that you're using to pay for all your bills that are either first your needs and then your wants. If you keep your spending on your needs down and keep it under control, you'll be on time and you'll save fees not paid to the bank. It also helps you stick to a budget. It also helps you create a budget much easier, because if you're tracking using an app, you already got the categories. You can get a report, but it's easier to do it on a spreadsheet and create yourself a budget where you can look at it and you can then identify where you may be spending money too much that's getting you in trouble. Maybe you have a hobby that you think you're going to turn into a business someday. Perhaps you're spending way too much money too fast on buying machinery and equipment or materials for that particular hobby. It may be years before you're good enough at that particular hobby before you could turn it into a business. So take it slow. If you know that you don't have the funds available, you won't be using credit cards to buy things that you can't afford to pay for at this time. Maybe you can buy it over time. Save up your money. Pay cash for it. Also, you need to create an emergency fund. An emergency fund is basically a savings account where you set money aside so that you have it in case something bad happens. Something bad like your car breaks down. Maybe your appliance in your home breaks. Something needs repaired or replaced. Then you have the money available so you don't have to put it on a credit card. Tracking also will help you identify your spending habits. Maybe you're in a habit of getting 3 lattes a day at the coffee shop. But do you need 3 of them? Do you need to be spending $15 a day? Can you reduce that down? So it helps you stay on track. It will help you meet whatever financial objectives you have. What are your goals? Maybe your goal now is to pay off your debt. Maybe your goal now is to increase your emergency savings. Maybe you have a goal of buying a new car. And if you keep track of your spending and you know you have extra cash, you can set it aside so that when time comes to buy a new car, you have more money to put down, so you finance less The payment is smaller. Everything's more manageable. You can do it with pen and paper. You can make it easier with an app or software. You can use a spreadsheet if you know how to set up a spreadsheet. And you need to work together as a couple if you're married. You both need to know what's due, when it's due, and how much is due. And that includes all your credit card payments. You keep going even when you overspend. You keep tracking your expenses that you overspent in a few categories, and that can help you identify a potential problem. Or maybe when you set up your budget, it was a month where that spending was lower. So you need to figure out averages. What's the average you spend on electric for your home every month? What's the average for natural gas? How much is your trash bill? Well, we know your mortgage should always be the same every month. So how you break bad spending habits? Well, the first thing you need to do is get your finances under control. So now you can see what's going on. You can see that you maybe have a bad spending habit, and you could get rid of those credit cards. Put them aside. Don't cancel them, but quit using them. And if you know that you have $300 in your checking account and it's 3 days before payday, you know you have $300 that you can only spend. So my suggestion would be only spend $200. Try to save that extra $100. And then when you get paid, transfer it into your savings account and increase your emergency fund. Expenses you can control. It's basically everything. Your heating and cooling, you can adjust your thermostat so you cool less, heat less. Your internet bill, your cable bill. If you're still paying for cable TV, that should be in an entertainment, and that's a want, not a need. You can reduce that by getting rid of it and start streaming your TVs. If you don't stream your TV shows, you're missing out on an easy way to reduce your spending and an easy way to increase your savings. So remember, tracking is the motor of your personal finances, because the income coming in is going to drive what you can and cannot do. If you have income that's steady, it's always the same, it's much easier. If your income varies month to month, because maybe you're on a commission base, and 1 month you may make three times you did the month before, don't live on credit cards to pay your bills, because you'll never get out from under them. It's difficult. So what you want to do is put money aside when your income is really high. Put it aside in the emergency fund, so when your income is really low, you have the money to pay for your needs. And then you got to be careful about your wants. So tracking is the motor, the engine that controls all of your personal finances. So start tracking today. Know what you owe, who you owe, how much you owe, and when you owe it. And you'd be glad you did so.